Okay, this module is going to be all about the moolah, the money, how to make the money. So at this point, we are assuming you already have a list. You should already either purchased one, you already built one over time, you've already had one, or you went through the system and you've set up a landing page and you're starting to build one, or you have swapped with someone to build one. Or you're going to arbitrage, or any of the many, many methods that have been taught in the previous lessons. But at this point, you should have a list, and we're just going to talk about the best ways to start getting the money right then and there. So, right now, you've got your list. It's in your AWeber or GetResponse or MailChimp. It's in your autoresponder. You got your list of names who've signed up to your list, and now you want to know what the heck do you do with them. So, Dan, tell us, where do we go from there? How do we start making this money?
How do we make this money? How do we?
Assuming we're not signed up any lists, we may or may not already be in some of the Skype groups you mentioned earlier, but right now we've got a list. Whether it's a small one or a large one, we want to know. And tell me how I can make money with this list right now.
I'll tell you exactly how to do it right now. This is, it's funny. You'll ask some people, well, what's the secret of? And once you figure it out and once you get the answer, you go, that's not really a secret.
Right.
It's a secret to you because you didn't know it. And this is why, and I'm just going to ramble for a quick second here. I used to do magic tricks when I was younger and do magic shows. And it was always the thing. You see a magician do a trick, and I'll tell you what, if you know the secret behind the trick that just blew your mind absolutely, it'll really ruin it for you. It'll really ruin it. You won't see, it'll be like, that was it. It was a mirror. It was a something, and it just like really. So things that we're talking about here, they seem like secrets because you don't know them, and they can be so simple. And sometimes it comes down to the subtleties that make all the difference in your business. That is good customer service. You'll find, in this business, I'm not overstating it when I say how easy it is and how it's this, but I'll tell you what, you can really stand out, and this does come down straight to making more money, because if you're known as a person that gives good customer service and does what you say you're going to do, and is responsive to the people, it goes a huge long way, and you will stand out in this business. Because unfortunately, I'll say it, not a lot of people do that. Not a lot of people do that. So if you're a human being and you have common courtesy and practice that golden rule, I'm just telling you, it's good practice anyway, but it'll go a long way in any business, this one especially. It does seem to be. So making the money from day one. I'll tell you what my experience was day one, minute one. I was in a Skype group, and once again, James, you'll see people posting saying, I need this number of clicks, I need this many, I want to do. So the marketplace is there. There's your hungry marketplace. You're getting into a stream that's already flowing. So no problem there. But I hopped in and I put an announcement out. I didn't even go scanning for somebody looking. I just put it out there. I said, I've got this many clicks. I'll sell them right now. And I'll tell you, within 15 minutes, it was actually less than that, but I'll go, okay, 15 minutes, I had people private messaging me. And that's normally how this goes. It's not all out in public there on Skype. You make the initial, like any private message, they'll get a hold of you, how much and this, and you make your transaction. It's as simple as that. And once again, you'll see people advertising that they want the clicks. You can get a hold of them, obviously, but I put it out there, and I got three people contacted me within 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, and was able to make it. And I'll tell you, when we talk about the little differences, the little subtleties, a lot of them are going to want to know who they're dealing with. If you're brand new there, like anything, you want to see that somebody's been established. And you'll get the question, what's your sales page? Show me some testimonials. Quite honestly, moment one, you're not going to have them. You're not. If you're doing the brokering thing we talked about before, you're using somebody else's list, it wouldn't be a bad thing at all to be able to use their testimonials. And that's totally upfront and above board. It's the truth, because you're selling their clicks, you're going to use their testimonials. But as you build your own, sometimes it'll be a little bit of, I had no problem telling the people, gosh, I don't have a sales page right now. I'm building up my list and I'm building testimonials, and I'd love for you to be one. And you may need to give them a couple of pennies off on the clicks in order to do so, but you know what? You'll make that sale. You'll make that sale. And this is a long-term business. Once again, it's not a get rich quick, but it's a steady business. The money rolls in and comes in, and you won't believe how many people just want to throw their money at you. And I'm not overstating that either. They just come in and they want to buy it. Mm-hmm. They want what you have. So once again, I rambled and gave you what could have been done in 1 minute, but you know what? I wanted to make the point that it really is as easy as I'm stating it, because that would be my question. I'd be out there listening going, come on, there's got to be something more to this. Why aren't more people doing this? Well, you know what? It's a business. It is a business that's going to require you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. That was me. I'm shuffling in my seat. You're fine. Keep going.
I just wanted to make sure the sound was good. So we already know I couldn't handle the picture couldn't handle my face. So I think, you know, I wanted to make sure. But anyway, it's as simple as that. And it just comes down to the whole customer service thing I talked about before. You know, deliver what you said you're going to deliver. It is a business. That's why I think a lot of people don't do it. They're looking for that very quick little, you know, make a buck here and get in, get out. Right. You can do that here. You can, but there's so much more opportunity if you get in, spend the hour or two a day, probably less than that. You can get it down to, you know, that's including the learning curve. That's including everything. You get in and out. You can do this very quickly. It's a very efficient use of your time to make the money that you will. And I'll tell you what, too. It's like a lot of people are attracted to various things that involve, I know some Forex traders, you know, and they like that. You can do it 24 hours a day because, you know, you're dealing with all different markets. We're doing the same thing. We're dealing with people. I talk to people all the time in the United Kingdom. I know so many people that I deal with there. There's Israel. There's just all over the world, in Asia, all sorts. So if you want to do it later, you get home from work, you're always going to have people to talk to and sell to and buy from and just trade with. So that's really not an excuse as far as how little time you might have, or, gee, I only have it at this particular time of the day. You can do this. It's not a problem at all. In fact, you may find that it's even a better opportunity. The time might be just perfect for that other person when you have time. So
right. And that's awesome. So I want to know, really great motivational to be able to let us know that it really is this easy. For sake of argument, I know everyone is anxious. A lot of people buy programs like this obviously want the instant result. They want to just get in today and then see that they have, you know, start making $200 a day by nightfall.
Right.
So just to give a realistic expectation, even basing it on you, and you're obviously not even really all that bright or hardworking. So from someone coming from you doing this, I want to know.
Hey, James, we're gonna edit that part out, right? Of course, because you're gonna make it that I'm really bright and really. Anyways,
absolutely not. The people want to know who they're dealing with. So coming from you, from day one, just saying that from the moment you decided to start building a solo ad business, and not even saying you were doing full time 20 hours a day like they think, but just from the day, an estimate, from the day you decided to the day you said you just posted a simple Skype message. Think about that, people. You posted a simple Skype message in a group that said, hey, I'm selling a solo ad, and 15 minutes later you got your first solo ad sold. What kind of time frame was that? If you
from
can
minute
recall.
One when I made the decision. Yeah, no, I remember. Well, remember too that I had my list built for me. So that took a little over a month. It actually took about 45 days to get the list built. So from the first time that I said I want to do this, it was 3,000 people.
Oh, wow. So
now, but quite honestly, that was, and I don't want to say that's overkill, because again, different schools of thought. There's some people that say, oh, you shouldn't sell a solo until you have at least 20,000 people on your list, because otherwise you're making, you know, this little amount of money, and what are you talking about? Again, different ways to go, different goals. Everybody has the different outcomes that they want to get, and that's why I know people that do the swaps and build their list up until they get to a certain level that they're comfortable with, and they don't make any income along the way, and they just totally build the list. That's what they want to do. I, you know, at the time, I was such a newbie, as a lot of people out there may be, I really felt comfortable with it being done for me. Quite honestly, it didn't have to get to the 3,000 level. I could have been doing just as well if I had the, I won't say 100, but if I had between 500 and 1,000, I would have done great, because I built the list regularly after that, and it got to the point, like I said, it becomes a snowball effect. It really does. The list actually grows. It'll seem exponential. You're not just adding on a little bit each day. You're losing some subscribers, you're building some, but yeah, there's my rambling way again. But I could have done it with, I could have started with 1,000. But from moment one, I made the decision, joined the program, built the list. It was about 45 days.
Wow.
And I'll tell you what, knowing what I know now, because this is what you do, you look back and go, how could I have done that more efficiently? What have I learned? And I could have done the brokering. I could have built the list myself, actually, a little faster. I could have done it in 3 weeks or less. And quite honestly, if I was doing exclusively the brokering, I could have started that same day. I could have started selling clicks for somebody else and just making my money on the difference. So you right. truly can. Yeah.
Right. And I don't mean, I don't want to say that, but I'm trying to give a little bit of perspective here. You're even looking back and saying 45 days was a long time, but two different perspectives I want to give, you know, you and the people listening. For one, 45 days, didn't involve you doing anything, am I correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah. So you just paid the money, and 45 days they built you a list of 3,000 ready-to-go email subscribers for you.
Yeah.
So in between that time, you could have still been working on any other business or doing what you're working, or if you still have a job, doing anything, you just bought your list, ready-to-go, 45 days, your business is ready-to-go.
Small, I bought a business. I absolutely bought a business, yes.
Small investment of time. Even starting out brand new, even though now you know the tips and knowing what you know now and know how you could build it on your own, would you even still go that route and buying the list? And again, even knowing what you know now, would you still say it was worth the investment?
Oh, it was absolutely worth the investment, because I wouldn't have gotten to the point. For me, this is what it took. Now, other people out there may have different. And that's why I wanted to give my perspective and say the 45 days. For me, I knew what to expect. I knew it was going to be, you know, that amount to 2 months, maybe. It was going to take this long. So I just kind of sat back. I don't think it was a waste of time. I don't see it as that at all. I knew, again, what I was getting into. I think a lot of, I mentioned that because I think a lot of people do want that instant and right now, and what can I do today, and they think any investment is too much money. I just want to give the proper mindset. Know that it will take a little bit of time, can take a little bit of money. There are ways to do it, like I'm talking about, with definitely make money from day one, but if you really want to build that solid foundation and make this business your own, you will build your own list eventually. Whether you do it from day one or not, you'll do it eventually.
Right.
So, did I get off topic there?
No, that's perfect. It's I'm just really trying to hammer this home that, because I already know, you know, being in this business a while, I know there's going to be people that the second you said 45 days are going, I'm going to go try something else. I'm not going to wait 45 days, build my list. I need to do something right now. So I really wanted to speak to that mindset and think about, even if it took 2 months, let's say it took 2 months to build that list, and you waited the entire 2 months before you even sold your first solo. Think about, for most of the people who may be listening to this, this probably isn't your first day thinking you're going to work from home, make money online, and or even having the idea of creating your own business so you can make a full-time income from home. I challenge you to think back 60 days from now. Think back 2 months ago from now. And what have you created since then that's already generating the income or even has the potential to be giving you full-time income 2 months, okay? And if you're still not brand new, think about 6 months ago. If you've been doing this longer than 6 months and you're still not generating the full-time income, $200 a day just by sending a couple emails in a couple hours.
Exactly.
Every single day. If you've been doing this more than 6 months and you're still not making full-time income, then maybe you probably don't need to think, I need something